Welcome to the ITAD Talk Podcast with your host, Jeff Bittner.
All right, so we'd like to welcome our guest, Reich Sandlin of River Vista Partners. And Reich, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your company?
Sure, Jeff, and good morning. I've been involved in the ITAD and electronics recycling industry for about 17 years now, and including selling several companies and helping to run an ITAD firm. And so it's what I've done since 2018 is consult. And so in my consulting practice, I advise other organizations on how to scale, how to improve, how to go to market, best practices, sustainability initiatives, and so forth. So there's really a broad variety of advisory opportunities across the industry. Along the way, I've also been very involved in certification and standards as co-chair of the R2 Technical Advisory Committee, chairman of the RIOS Board of Directors, chairman of ISRI Certification and Standards Committee, and so forth. So I speak frequently at conferences trying to just mentor and help other companies figure out this thing called ITAD.
Yeah, and in fact, I think that's where you and I actually met, was at the eScrap show. You were, I think, on a council there, or there's a few speakers, and you were introducing them.
Yeah. I've moderated panels. I've spoken there a number of times, and it was great to meet you, and it's been a great relationship the past couple of years as we've worked together.
Yeah. So I thought we'd talk about a couple of topics this morning, and so one would be how the industry has changed over time. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what you think, how things have changed, and how you've seen it currently.
Sure, Jeff. You know, one of the interesting things about this industry is it is very dynamic because technology is constantly changing. But the core ITAD services, the core ITAD practices, really haven't changed in 20 years since they were first instituted to help organizations with mitigating risk of data, mitigating risk of environmental compliance and brand compliance. The core services are the same. Eliminating data security concerns, and providing audit reports to create an audit trail that shows that they are compliant with all the laws and best practices. That's kind of core. What has changed over time is new standards have come in, new entrants in the market have come in. You don't have just a handful of companies focused on ITAD anymore. You've had a lot of other companies come in, traders, brokers, as well as scrap companies that are moving their way up the value chain. So that's one of the things that's changed is the number of players that are involved in what they call ITAD. Another thing that's changed is, as I mentioned, certification of standards, best practices about how to do this and having third parties validate and verify. So we've seen several revisions to the R2 standard. We've seen RIOS come to market, updates to the ISO standards. E-Stewards has come to market. The NADE standard has come to market. So there's quite a bit that has evolved in the standards side of the industry. What we're seeing now is some transformation, though. Some new things are going on. Do you want any questions about how the industry's changed in the past, or do we want to talk about where the industry's going?
Yeah, let's talk about where it's going, because I know it's quickly changing, and some of the standards are changing also.
Indeed. So R2 came out with a new standard last year, and so we're starting to see companies be certified to R2 V3, which is challenging. There's new requirements around data security, new requirements around downstream diligence, EH&S best practices. But that's just this on the standards side. What we're really seeing on the best practice and operational side is companies are focusing more and more on the circular economy, on making sure that the pro- products and materials really do go back into either reuse or recycling and back into the manufacturing processes to make sure that that circular economy is working. And that ties into ESG. So ESG is a concept that's been around for a while, but it's really rapidly gaining prominence. ESG is environmental, social, and governance. And so it's just starting to see companies get involved in that, plug into that. The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, is working on rules for public corporations on how they report ESG. So the ITAD industry has an opportunity here to impact corporate ESG reporting, to help support ESG, because so much of what ITAD does deals with environment, deals with repurposing gear and providing it to people that can benefit from it. That's the social side, and then the governance side with standards and how organizations govern themselves. So we are, I think, in the next couple of years, we're going to see a transformation there around the circular economy and around ESG.
Yeah,
simultaneously.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was just going to mention that we were both at the ITAD Summit show recently. And there was an executive from Starbucks, and he was talking about that it's now even getting to the point where the truck that's picking up the material, is it a diesel, a gas, or an electric vehicle? So it just seems like that things are changing quickly. And along with that, they're wanting to, every item, has to be scanned when it goes onto a truck and with a GPS and tracked all the way to the facility it's going to. So it seems like the Fortune companies are definitely keeping closer tabs on their electronic gear.
Yeah, indeed. I think that's a great point. I know the person from Starbucks that spoke there, I've known him for years, and he's really sharp on this stuff. What we're seeing is things like on-site services, where you can serialize every asset before you remove it from the building, or even data wipe that asset before you remove it from the building. Those are becoming more and more important for ITED companies to be able to support. The ability to track that and ensure chain of custody from the source all the way to the ITAD processor is becoming more important. It's not important for every enterprise, but it is important for some. And so an ITAD company needs the ability to respond to that as they consider it. You mentioned the fuel for the trucks. Well, where that goes is into the greenhouse gas measurement. So some organizations are starting to measure their greenhouse gas output, whether it's emissions from their facilities and energy use, or whether it's the logistics piece or other aspects of greenhouse gas emissions. There are standards around that. So you're starting to see some of the companies in the industry focus more on that. Progressive companies like Starbucks are probably going to lead the way in that as they consider their impacts on the environment.
Yeah, that seems like it's a part of the business that's changing quickly. So obviously we all want to be making changes, and so that we're better able to accommodate what their needs are, and if anything, kind of be in front and anticipate where they're going.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. One of the other things, Jeff, that has shifted very recently is the need to support workers that are working from home. As COVID emerged in 2020 and really impacted society, we saw many more people working from home, and so they needed equipment to be able to be able to do that, whether it's working or educating from home. And so the ITAD players had a big part in that. Now that they've been out there for a while, and some of the corporations have said, hey, we're going to shift our whole business to allow a segment of our workforce to stay at home, then ITAD kind of takes on a different flavor. We need to have solutions for those remote workers to be able to reclaim their gear securely and get it to the ITAD processing facility. So we're starting to see some shifts around that to enable those kind of services, both from a security standpoint and a logistics standpoint.
Yeah, Rick, it's funny that you mentioned that because I have a friend right here in Naples, and he started a company called Shift, and they basically are putting a mobile office in people's homes. And I think it runs maybe around $4,000, but they'll come in and set up the partitions. They'll set up the electronics, and basically on the partitions, you can have them, you know, flippable, where you could have an office decal on one side, and then you could flip it and have maybe some sort of a artist rendering or something, so that if it is in a viewpoint in your home, it's more pleasant to see. But you know, they're talking to corporations that are, you know, talking about putting, you know, 5 or 10,000 employees to work from home. So it's funny how the this part of the business is transitioning very quickly. And in a, you know, of course, too, the virus has kind of helped speed up that timeline.
Indeed, you know, but one thing that continues to be, or kind of that those core ITAD services continue to be a need. And so whether it's work from home, whether it's data centers or data center migrations, or whether it's office environments, those core ITAD needs remain. The need to secure the data, the need to transport the equipment, remove it from service, and get it to someone that can properly process it, and the desire through reuse to recover some of that value. So, you know, Jeff, that's one of the things that you and I've talked about a few times, is just how good Exit Technologies is at you know, whether it's at the system level or at the component level, recovering value and enabling that product to be reused. So I applaud Exit Technologies and your organization on your expertise in that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. And you've been a big part of that for helping us put in the procedures and making sure that we've got the right people in the right seats. And and I'd like to take credit for it, but it's really our team and the contribution of people like yourself that have really helped that.
I was happy to contribute.
We invite you to follow and subscribe to the ITAD Talk podcast. You can find the latest episode at itadtalk.com and on all your favorite podcast apps. And don't forget, the best way to support ITAD content is to rate and like the show on iTunes, Google, Spotify, or anywhere you might listen.